from propaganda is powerful. And when it is coordinated and everyone believes it, it just becomes reality, Dave. It just is reality. I question everything. I mean, okay, answer me this. Despite having better technology in 1960s than we do today, why have we not been back to the moon?
Because we lost the technology and it's a painful process to build it back again. Because we can't get it.
I try to keep a straight face as I'm asking these questions, Dave, because it's asinine. Okay, you're showing me pictures. My son was 11 or 12 at the time, and we were watching the moon landing, and I didn't say anything. I just wanted to see his reaction. And he says, Dad, he always does it. Dad, can you pause this, please? And I paused it. And he says, it was a picture of Richard Nixon speaking to the people on moon. And he says, Dad, how is the president speaking to the men on the moon through the wall jack telephone? Well, and I said, well, son, that's because the technology was so much better in the 60s. And he's like, Dad, that's absurd. And I go, well, that's my point, son.
So how old is your son?
He's 13 now.
Nice.
He doesn't want to talk about the flat earth just yet, but the moon landing to him seems absurd. And when you speak to that generation, this under 15, and you ask them, watch this and tell me what you think, they all think it's a bad movie. Like it's somebody's, you know.
It's like a B movie. If that, it's the worst. This was from an ISS live feed. You got this seam right here. I guess the Earth had a seam. I mean, this just shows that they're just taking high altitude footage and wrapping it around a sphere. But how could you have a seam on a live stream?
Okay. For flat earthers, or does it even matter that there are spaceships, that we have spaceships flying in outer space? Are they outer space, or are we believing they're in our atmosphere?
You said that with a straight face. That's very good. You're doing great.
I'm trying to be a good skeptic here.
Yeah.